Things going well, Coach. Boy, coming off the big win against Sydney. Go back and watch that film over again. Kids play good four quarters. That's a tough place to play and tough place to win.
It is. And, it felt like once we got that lead there in the second quarter, we had pretty good control over the game. We got up 12, and it kind of felt like we were ready to push it up 15, maybe even 20-ish. And Sydney knocked down some shots. We had a couple turnovers there, and they cut it down. I feel like they're probably second half and fourth quarter, we were probably playing more to not lose than playing to win. And they knocked down a shot to take the lead, and we made one of three free throws to tie it up, got a stop that we needed, came down, and made the game winner.
I know after the ball game and post game, you said that it looks like you're going to get that fourth seed. Looking over things, some of the PowerPoints, it looks like fourth seed is going to be what's going to happen.
Yeah, it's I haven't 100% broke it down, but it looks like more than likely we'll end up being a fourth seed to be either Gothenburg or Valentine be the fifth. So that'd be nice because you've got Minden on Saturday, then Lex Tuesday, North Platte Friday, and those are all home, and
right,
you get a conference game. That's four home games in a row, and that would be great for our kids, especially with how spread out our conference is. That we don't want to go up to Valentine on a Monday, and if we can play home and have an early night, that would be an advantage.
No question. And Hastings, the team lost to Aurora the other night. Did you have a chance to watch any of that?
Yeah, watched it live, broke it down on film, and Aurora knocked down a bunch of threes early on to kind of get up 9-ish, and it kind of stayed there the whole game. And Hastings is a good team, but they play in the Eastern Midlands Conference, which is head and shoulders above any conference in Class B. It's got the Gretnas and Elkhorns and Norris and Bennington's. It's a state tournament in its own right when they have their conference tournament. And Hastings has played a lot of good teams, even some of their non-conference games where you're playing GICC, who's number two in C2, and they'd be right there in C1, and Aurora, who's rated in Class B. So they've definitely been challenged. And one game that sticks out to me is last week they lost by 9 to Gretna East, and they played them really tough. And Gretna East on Saturday lost by 3 to Norris, who's clear-cut favorite in Class B right now. So they're gonna be a challenging team. We've got to give our best.
Some of the same guys you saw in football, there are two games in the football season, you're going to see on the basketball court, too.
Yeah, you've got the Burton kid. He was kind of their Mr. Everything in football. And the Cynic, he's been playing since he's a freshman. He was their quarterback. And then the running back also starts for him. So they're kind of like us, too. We got about half of your guys, played in the fall and half didn't. So, but I think for the most part, the kids will be pretty familiar with one another.
You played on the road for the most part all season. You played well.
Yeah, we have, we're undefeated at home, but, like Sydney, when Sydney has a good team, that's a hard place to play at. And, Sydney has three losses, but that was their first loss at home. And, last year, I don't think they lost any games at home. So we have been playing better. Louisville, we go all the way out there and play them at their place. And, I think just after Christmas, we've been playing a little bit better.
Everybody okay to go for this one?
Yeah, the plan is to have our full roster back intact, and that'll be good to see. And, that's another thing. Going back to Saturday, I remember during the starting lineups last year against Sydney, and telling Coach Weezer, I'm like, man, they're going to be good next year because they only have one senior here they're playing. And they kept saying, sophomore, junior. Having played only with one senior, for seven games this year and being 9-3, I think is pretty remarkable.